Lawmakers in the United Kingdom might be taking things a step further. They're debating a new tax on disposable cups to cut down on waste. The so-called latte levy is controversial, but proponents say it could replicate the success of Britain's tax on plastic bags, which led to an 80% reduction in plastic bag use since it was introduced in 2015. For more, we're joined by Simon Ellen. He's chief executive of the Recycling Association, a group supporting the proposed tax. Simon, why do you think this is the best way to reduce waste?
It's the best way to reduce waste because what we've been trying to push through as the Recycling Association is producer responsibility. And we think that for so long, responsibility has just been passed down the supply chain, so to the municipalities and to the processors and to export markets, whereas the people right at the top of the supply chain, the manufacturers, the designers, the retailers, the supermarkets, the coffee shops, have really, I think it's fair to say, shirked their responsibility in this, and that they've just passed the problem on and have done nothing about it. I don't think that the UK have possibly got the, as it's called, the latte levy absolutely correct, because the onus has been placed on the consumer, whereas I think we think that more onus should be placed on the producer. But I think the ethos behind it, that we're trying to change consumer habits, I think is a very good one and a very robust one, and has proven to work with the carrier bag tax that we have in the UK now, which has reduced carrier bag uses by 80%. And we're hoping that similar will happen for coffee cups, and then you know that can be transposed into other materials too.
Well, then, is the goal really to just make it so inconvenient for somebody to get a paper cup when they go and get a coffee, so that they decide I'm going to bring a reusable cup with me and take it out in that way? Is that the way that you would like this to work?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the way that the MPs who have suggested this, that's how they see it working. And that is, you know, a similar way to how we see it working for a variety of materials, you know, with coffee cups being the first one. And that's exactly the idea. You know, human nature says if it's going to cost you more, then, you know, you'll take the cheaper option, and that would be to, you know, to bring your own mug as far as possible. I do think it's probably got its limitations, you know, and I'm probably as guilty as anybody, you know, when I'm catching a train or I'm on the run, then, you know, I probably wouldn't always have a coffee cup with me.
Right.
It is changing the way that the general public perceive waste and recycling.
Well, so what about just requiring all of these companies to make recyclable cups so that even if you do have to grab a paper cup, you can recycle it?
I mean, I think that, and I have no doubt whatsoever that, you know, with technological advances, and there's already prototypes out there, that will happen. We have two processing mills in the UK that can actually recycle coffee cups, you know, in their current form with the plastic lining. Mm. The problem is that how do you get them to those mills in the sufficient quantities that they need to then be able to recycle them? Because, you know, they are used on the go. People will stuff the lid in the coffee cup. It will have the detritus of the liquid. It will maybe have a stirrer. It will maybe have a tea bag. And there are no receptacles, or very, very few receptacles in the UK. There's one or two springing up now, you know, to actually collect the cups in the first place. So just because you design a recyclable coffee cup doesn't necessarily mean that it will be recycled, of course.
Did you consider the option of a voluntary system where stores like Starbucks and Costa Coffee would just do this on their own without having an actual tax?
Well, I mean, I think this is probably half of it, to be honest. I think that this tax, if you like, that, you know, it is designed really to get the likes of Costa and Starbucks to come to the table, because, you know, ultimately, you know, they want to attract people through their doors. Sustainability, recycling plastics is very, very high on the UK agenda at the moment. And I think if there's any danger that they lose custom, you know, through different practices or through the fact that the coffee is becoming too expensive, then, you know, you can bet your life that it will bring them to the table. And, you know, already we are hearing, you know, of some of the big drinks producers, you know, coming up with ideas and plans of how they might handle it. And I think, yeah, that is three quarters of the idea of bringing this up in the first place.
That's Simon Ellen, who is chief executive of the Recycling Association. It's a group in the UK that is supporting Britain's proposed latte levy on disposable cups. Simon, thanks for joining us.
Pleasure.
And let us know if a latte levy would change your behavior when it comes to coffee cups at hereandnow.org.